New Delhi. India has ruled out any possibility of restoring the landmark Indus Waters Treaty with Pakistan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah told The Times of India in an interview published Saturday that the treaty will never be restored and confirmed government plans to redirect river waters flowing into Pakistan to India's northwestern state of Rajasthan. "We will take water that was flowing to Pakistan to Rajasthan by constructing a canal. Pakistan will be starved of water that it has been getting unjustifiably," Shah said. The comments come 2 months after India suspended its participation in the 1960 Indus Waters Treaty following a deadly militant attack in Indian-administered Kashmir that left 26 civilians dead. New Delhi blamed the incident on Pakistan-based militant groups, a charge Islamabad denies. The attack triggered several days of cross-border shelling, marking one of the most serious military escalations between the two nuclear powers in decades. Although the two sides agreed to a ceasefire last month, Shah's remarks suggest the Indian government is unwilling to return to previous diplomatic norms. The Indus Waters Treaty, brokered by the World Bank in 1960, has long been regarded as a rare example of sustained cooperation between India and Pakistan. It allocated control of the three eastern rivers, Ravi, Bees, and Sutlej, to India, while Pakistan received the three western rivers, Indus, Jhelum, and Chenab. The agreement also created the Bilateral Indus Commission to address any disputes. The treaty has survived several wars and long-standing hostilities, but Shah's statement could threaten the entire framework. Shah's categorical rejection of any future cooperation under the treaty casts a long shadow over future negotiations. The move may further strain bilateral ties and complicate water security for millions in Pakistan who rely on the Indus Basin for agriculture and daily use.